Late yesterday, her team was still optimistic that they would prevail. Instead, they are now planning a concession speech shortly this morning as history is put on hold yet again.
At Clinton headquarters, heartbreak.
Oh, my gosh. You know, keep looking up at the glass ceiling, and it's still just solid.
Women supporters who had hoped this would finally be their year, shocked and distraught. The wait for the country's first female commander-in-chief, 240 years and still counting.
And if the woman who President Obama called the most qualified person ever to run for the White House couldn't break through, the question remains, who can?